what it was, you know, was ever on their mind. And the Lord just kind of brung this to my heart, and it's been there all week ever since, and I'll do my best to try to deliver it to you the way that the Lord give it to me. You pray the Lord would help us. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter in number 15, I'm going to start reading down there in verse number 11. You forbear with us while I read this. I forgot my glasses at home, and pray the Lord help us to be able to see according to His will. Thank you, Darren. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter in number 15, in verse number 11, the Bible says, "And he said," and I'll take just a moment there to clarify. Probably, I guess maybe everybody knows by now, if you look at the scriptures, where them three little black words is there amongst all the red, that this is talking about the Lord Jesus giving a parable to them that's gathered around, to his disciples, and then also to many of the Pharisees that's gathered there as well. The Bible says, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have vain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him, and he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. That's all for now that I feel like the Lord would have us to read. And I ask you just for a moment, if you will, go with us to the Lord in prayer, that the Lord might be our helper. Pray with me, if you will. My Lord and my God, we come to you again, Lord, this morning, and we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for the good day, God, that you've blessed us with. Certainly, Lord, I could say already, God, how good it's been, Lord, to be in your house and to hear, Lord, the testimonies, and God, to hear the good songs of Zion. Lord, what a great abundance, Lord, that you've blessed us with already. I'm here this morning, God, I pray that you might help us according to thy will, Lord, that we might be found faithful, striving, God, to enter in, Lord, I pray, Lord, the straight gate where you'd have us to walk,
And be with us, God, as we try to stand this morning. God, I know that you've showed us. And Lord, surely it'll take you to bring it all out according to thy will. And give us guidance and leadership. Help your people, God, open up our hearts and our minds that we might, God, I pray, receive that, Lord. And that you would have us to receive according to thy good will. And for it be in the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. You pray for us for just a few minutes here this morning while we try to get started into that the Lord has directed our heart to. Kindly maybe take me a minute or two to get it all laid out the way that the Lord would begin to have me to bring it out. I told you there coming up the road on Sunday evening, the Lord began to deal with us and kindly maybe bring us to this place in the Scriptures and kindly begin to reveal to me different things and begin to open it up. And I'll just be honest now, I don't know about everybody else as far as how it is. When the Lord begins to show you things, begins maybe begin to open things up to you. I'll talk about Lee, and if you're in the same boat, you can say amen to that if you will. Or if you're not, why, you can just go right on thinking the preacher's crazy or strange or whatever. Amen. It may be that you think, but now oftentimes the Lord begin to kindly show me something in the Scriptures, you know, kindly maybe begin to get me to a place where he's kindly beginning to open things up. And amen, as diligent as I can be, maybe, and maybe as careful as I can be about it, amen, the Lord will begin to show me something in my mind now. Amen, whenever God gets to showing it to me, Travis, amen, I'll begin to kind of maybe want to take it off in the direction, amen, that Lee wants it to go in. Now, don't get offended. Whenever I say that, the Lord will begin to show me something, and I'll begin to kind of maybe put this piece with this piece, and I'll begin to say, well, now that sounds pretty good. That's good stuff, you know. Thank you, Lord, for showing me that kindly. Thank you, Lord, for revealing me that. And that's what was happening now. Going up the road there on Sunday, and first thing when I got home, amen, we took things, carried stuff up into the house, and amen, I got my Bible out, you know, and all the while, amen, my mind was determined, amen, that the Lord had directed me to the Scripture, amen, that I might be able to come this morning to preach, amen, as what we've always heard referred to as the prodigal son. And I thought, Lord, that'd be good, that'd be right, that'll be a good direction to go in. And brother, amen, I opened up my Bible, and as soon as I begin to kind of maybe read down through this Scripture, amen, to get it fresh in my heart, I read, amen, the very first verse, and the Lord said, now do you see, amen, that ain't the direction that I'm wanting you to go in at all. Amen, I don't know about none of the rest of you, amen, but I've heard, amen, this Scripture be preached on several times in my life. And if I tell you the truth about it, amen, I've preached on it several times in my life, and it seems like always, amen, whenever, amen, somebody preaches on it, and they always preach on that least son, amen, they always preach on that youngest son, amen, the Bible tells us plainly, amen, gives us the narrative, if you will, amen, tells us all about that young man's life, don't it? And says, amen, that the Father, you stay with me. I'm going to preach, amen, in a minute. The Lord being my helper. Amen, tells us about how he went to his Father. And he asked him, amen, for the inheritance. And you'll hear people preach about that. Amen, about how, amen, you need to be careful. If you begin to separate yourself from God and the house of God. The Bible tells us that he went down there into a foreign country and begin to waste, amen, the inheritance. The Bible says with righteous living, amen, not righteous, amen, but riotous, amen. That's where the term, amen, prodigal comes from. The dictionary definition of the word prodigal, it means to be wasteful, it means to be frivolously wasteful, it means to be extravagantly, amen, wasteful. It means to take, amen,
amen, and to spend and to throw it away on things that don't matter. Say amen. And that's where that term prodigal comes from. That's what this boy did. And brother, he went out yonder somewhere into a strange land, and the Bible says he spent it all. And it didn't take long before the famine, amen, and the trouble comes, and the Bible said he found himself, amen, destitute and poor, and brother, amen, found himself there in need, and he joins himself to a citizen of the country. We've all heard this before, ain't we? Amen, talks about Jesus was talking to a crowd full of Pharisees, men of the law, amen, men that knowed everything about, amen, what the scripture said in the Old Testament there, and he gives them a good example of how bad things can get. He said he joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he found himself out there feeding the swine. Do you know what that would have meant to all them Pharisees, to all them Jews that was standing around? Amen, swine was a forbidden animal in their culture. It was something, amen, that was unclean and ungodly. It was something they shouldn't even, amen, be around. They shouldn't even keep them themselves. Amen. He began to share with them about how he was feeding the swine, how he got so desperate down there in the hog pen. You've heard it before, ain't you? And the Bible said he come to himself. Amen. Got to kindly maybe thinking, I need something to eat. I'm so hungry. He said, I'll just eat this slop. I'll just eat, amen, what these old hogs. Amen. Not only am I down here with this unclean animal that I'm not supposed to touch or be around or have anything to do with. He said, but I'm in such a bad shape, I'm going to take a step lower than that. And instead of even eating them, I'm going to eat what they eat. I'm going to get as unclean as I can get. Amen. Found himself there in the hog pen, in a mess, if you will. And we've heard that preached about, amen, about how he come to himself, and he went back to the Father's house, and he said, I'll just be a servant. I'll just be one that waits on the tables. And before he could even get his speech rehearsed, before he could even tell his daddy all that he wanted to say, all he got out was, stay with me now, all he got out was, I'm sorry. He told his father, he said, I'm sorry, and I've sinned against you. And you see, he told us what his speech was going to be. He had a second part where he wanted to tell his daddy, I'll just be a servant. I'll just go down there in the field. I'll just go, man, get out there and labor. But he never got that part out when he said, I'm sorry. When he said, I've done wrong. When he said, I've not done what I was supposed to do. The father then stepped in and began to tell him, get him a robe and get him a ring and let's kill the fatty calf. Amen. He didn't even get to that part about being a servant. Say amen. Amen. And the father said, amen, you'll be a son as you was before. That makes us want to shout, don't it? That makes us want to rejoice knowing we have a father that has that kind of love. Say amen. Oh my. And I wish this morning I could spend a whole lot of time, amen, focusing on, amen, that young son and the life that he lived and how bad it got. Amen. And what kind of shape he found himself in out there in the world. Say amen. Have he got out there in the world and he found himself in a mess, amen. But whenever I was reading the scriptures, amen, there on Sunday evening, amen, verse number 11 stuck out. As I began to read there, the Bible says, and he said, a certain man had two sons. Amen, because you see now in this story, amen, we read from there about verse number 12, amen, all the way down until we get down to verse number 24. It's all about the younger son. It's all about the son that went away and wasted everything, amen, that the father had given him. But brother, that ain't the only son in this story. It ain't the only child, amen, that the father had. The Bible said he had two sons. And then we begin to pick up the reading in verse number 25. And it tells us all about the older son. And we talk about the prodigal. How it is we can waste things. How it is we can be frivolous. How it is we can get out there in the world, amen, and throw away the inheritance of God. Say amen. But brother, amen, this man, amen, on a Father's Day Sunday morning, here in the house of God, if he only had that one son, then the story, amen, would only carry so much weight. But brother, he had another son. He had an older son. And brother, whether you want to believe it or not, amen, we could preach all day long about the prodigal out yonder in the field. But for just a little while this morning, the Lord being my helper, I want to preach on the prodigal, amen, that's at the house. Amen. The prodigal in the field, the prodigal in the world is one thing. But brother, amen, if we ain't careful, amen, we'll be a prodigal, amen, right in the house. Amen. God help me and give me grace. You read here in the scriptures, and the Bible said the younger son began to come home and begin, amen, to come back. And immediately the father began to throw a celebration. Amen. Begin to have a rejoicing, if you will. Say amen. And then, brother, amen, here come the elder brother. Heard all the music. Heard all the singing. Heard all the rejoicing. Heard all the raising of the hand. And he went to one of the servants and began to ask him, what does this mean? Why is there so much joy? Why is there so much raising of the hand? And then one of the servants said, your brother which was lost has been found, and your father, he makes merry about it, and he wants to celebrate. Help me, Lord, and give me grace and I get this right. And the Bible says, amen, that older brother, instead of going up to the house, amen, and getting in there, amen, and taking part in the celebration, the Bible says he stayed, amen, on the outside. He had been at the house, come on with me. He had been at the house the whole time. He had been where the father was the whole time. But when it come time to celebrate, instead of taking part, amen, he separated himself and he stayed on the outside. What did he do? He wasted an opportunity, amen, to rejoice. Amen, he spent away a time to rejoice. Amen, brethren, you know, I'm telling you right, there's been a many times we've come to the house of God and the Lord has done something among us great and mighty. You believe what you want to. We hear testimony, amen, this very morning about how God is a miracle working God, and we had cause, we had reason to rejoice and to celebrate and to raise our hands. But still yet, right here this morning, some of us sat here in the house, been here the whole time, and we separated ourselves and became a prodigal right here at the house of God. Oh my.
Help me, Lord. How to get all it. I'm brought out the way. How that the Lord. I would have it to come out. And the Bible said, help me, Lord. And give me grace to bring and this out according to his will. Amen. The Bible says that the older son, help me and give me grace out. Amen. Bring this to you according to how the Lord did. That you won't get offended. Amen. You say, preacher, why does it matter whether or not I get offended? Well, if you get offended at me and the way I say it, if you ain't careful, amen, you'll get offended at God. Amen, because he's the one that sent it. And I want to make sure I say it the right way so you don't get offended at God. Because if you get offended at the Lord, you're going to find yourself in worse shape, hey, prodigal-wise, than the man that was down yonder in the hog pen. Help me, Lord, and give me grace to bring this out. And the Lord said, the older son, amen, whenever he heard the music, whenever he heard the celebration, what did he do? He pulled aside one of the servants and began to ask them and began to talk to them. Amen, don't get me wrong when I say this, but if he had been at the house, amen, the whole time, if he had been up there with the daddy, amen, the whole time, you reckon on he ought not to know, amen, what would have caused the father to want to have a celebration such as that, and even more so, let's go another step further. Amen. If he really wanted to know what the music was all about, what the celebration was all about, instead of asking one of the servants, why didn't he run up there to where daddy was and fall on daddy's neck and say, daddy, what's all this mean? Help me, Lord, and give me grace. He wasn't looking. Don't get mad at me. He wasn't a looking, brother, for a reason to celebrate. He wasn't a looking for a reason to rejoice. He already had it determined in his heart. He was looking for a reason. He meant to stub up and to sit there and to be jealous. Help me, Jesus, and to get this out. Amen. God knows my heart. If we ain't careful, we'll come to church. We'll come to God's house with a predetermined reason in our heart that we're going to be jealous and hold back and not participate. And we're going to waste, amen, the good things that the Father has in store for us. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And the Bible says, that he would not go in. He would not enter in to the festivities, to the celebration. Somewhere's along the way, help me, Lord. Somewhere's along the evening or the night, amen, of the service, amen, of the big fellowship and of the big party. Amen. The Father would have been worshiping, would have been rejoicing. No doubt, probably, maybe, Levi would have had his arms around. I'm just going to use you for an example, all right? Come on, just stand up with me. Probably would have had his arms around that younger son. Maybe would have been leading him around inside, amen, the house, and going up to the neighbors and saying, look, he's back. Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for all the times you wept with me and you cried with me to bring my youngest son home. It probably had him right there. Amen. But somewhere along throughout the evening, no doubt doubt, brother, the father, amen, would have had his arm around this son, and he would have realized, he would have said, now where he is, my other son, where is he? I have two arms, amen, I've got one for the young. You see, it was empty, help me, Jesus. He said, for a long time, amen, this arm was empty, and there was nobody there, amen, there was not a way, amen, down, you're going to be the older son, all right, amen, come on with me. He would have said, for a long time, I had to walk around like this, amen, mourning and a weeping, and a wishing that my other son would be here under this arm, amen, so the father was not whole, he was not fulfilled, he did not have the joy that he wanted to have, because the younger son was not under his arm. Say amen. And it went months and months in that condition. We don't know exactly how long. Just stay right there. But now on the evening of this worship, when he should have had a chance to be able to celebrate and be whole and be full and have his joy filled, he found himself again that evening, and the younger son was there, but he still wasn't whole. He still wasn't fulfilled, because now the older son wasn't inside the house. He was outside. Amen. Help me, Lord, to get all this out the right way. You see, what we make the story about is we make the story about the fact that the younger son was not there. Or we make the story about the fact that the older son is not there. But brother, the story is really about the fact that the father never got to be fulfilled. He never got to be whole, because when he got one in, the other was gone. And when he got him back, the other was gone. Don't get mad at the preacher. This ain't about you, and this ain't about me. It ain't about making sure, amen, that we've got everything. It's about making sure, amen, that the Father has an opportunity every time we come to church to get to have his arms around all of his children, yeah, at the same time, and rejoice because both of them inside the house. Oh my, help me, Lord. Now don't get mad at the preacher whenever I ask you a rhetorical question. You see, when we read from chapter number 12, from verse number 12, 11, down through verse number 24, everybody wants to put the responsibility and the blame of the fact that the father's not whole on that younger child, because he's out yonder. Well, preacher, they're out there. They're on the other side, and they're wasting the father's living. Amen, with righteous things. Come on with me. Amen. But then we get here in the house on Sunday morning, and the Lord begins to do a great work. Amen. And begins, amen, to bring in things. And begins to, amen, bring in joy that should be unspeakable and full of glory. Amen to God. But because, amen, he didn't give it to us the way that we, help me, Lord, and give me grace, I'd bring this out the right way. What did that man say? He said, now, Father, when the father went out there to where he was and began to entreat him, help me, Lord, and give me grace, and to bring this way. Amen. The son, the older son, told him, he said, Dad, I've been with you the whole time. I've served you. I've been out there in the field. Help me, Lord, and give me grace to bring this out right. He said, I've read my Bible. He said, I've prayed. He said, I've been faithful to church. I've done the things that's been required of me to do. But yet, whenever, amen, somebody, amen, that don't read as much as I do, do. And with somebody that don't study as much as I do. And with somebody that don't live the way I think they ought to live. And whenever they get in the church, you kill them a fatty calf. You let them cry. You let them rejoice. You let them feel your presence. Amen. Help me, Lord. What did the Father tell him? Amen. He said, son, he said, you've been with me the whole while. He said, everywhere I've been, you've been. He said, and all that I have is thine. Help me, Lord, to get this out the right way. You know what the older son's problem was? Amen. He didn't have enough, amen, backbone to tell the Father, amen, that he wanted his part too. Amen. Come on. That's what it was. He wanted mine. Let me have what's mine. Why didn't I get a kid? Amen. To celebrate when he got his part and wasted it on harlots. Amen. Lord, I've been right here. Give me my part. It ain't about you getting your part. It ain't about me getting my part. The Father said, it's all mine. It belongs to me. It belongs to the Father. And if you want a part of it, if you want to rejoice in it, he said you'll have to be willing to accept that what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine. You can't be fulfilled. You can't be full unless you're willing to tell the Father you're satisfied with everything just being here. Oh my, because you see, we want ours. I want mine. Help me and give me grace to say this the right way. You may have never heard nobody tell you this before, but at least the younger son had enough boldness to be honest with the Father. At least he had enough boldness to tell him, I want my part. Let me have what's mine. Yeah. Amen. And what did the Father do? He handed it to him.
Yeah.
And he said, if you want yours, and you can do so much better with it than what the Father can, take it and go do with it whatever you want to. You know what that younger son found out pretty quick? Amen. That it wasn't the riches. Amen. That made being with the Father so important. Because as soon as he got the riches, Shelby, he figured out, amen, that they go away pretty fast. Amen, I can waste all this. He found out that what the riches was being with the Father and just being at the Father's house. He realized, I don't even have to be a son. I don't even have to sit on it. Just let me get back to his house. Just let me be where he is. Just let me get next to him and be close enough to hear his voice. I'll just set off in the field and watch him walk by. If I can just be, whoa, if I can just be where he is, I'll be satisfied. And brother, we look at that and we think what kind of a mess he got himself in that he couldn't realize being next to the Father was the riches. Say amen. But then that older son was right there with him.
Yes, sir.
Right beside of him. Everything the Father had was his. Say amen.
Amen.
And he was right there. But brother, he was just as much a prodigal as the younger son was.
Yeah.
Just as much a prodigal as his brother was, because he was right there beside of him.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize that the riches was right there. It wasn't the kid. It wasn't having your friends be over to be merry. It wasn't making sure that the Father esteemed you above the lower because you've done everything right. You didn't make no mistakes. You didn't transgress. Amen. He was right there. And he still didn't realize what mattered above everything was that the Father was there. The riches, everything rested in the fact that Daddy was at home. Yes,
amen.
Help me, Lord. And give me grace. Don't get offended at me whenever I preach to you what the Lord has put on my heart. You see, because we look at it. We look at the energy and the effort and the mourning and the weeping. You see, we don't know exactly what all this father did while that younger son was away. We know he raised a calf. Amen. You study the scriptures and you'll see. Amen, that this calf, amen, it was for, amen, a purpose intended to celebrate. Amen, so all the while the Father had raised this calf, had took care of it, had fattened it up for some time, how chonder in the future. Amen, we don't know how many times a day he went down there with grain. Amen, fed that calf, patted it on the head. Amen, looked to the heavens and said, Lord, will you please, Lord, will you please bring my younger son home? Say amen. We ain't got no idea how many times he did that. Amen, just as much as we ain't got no idea how many times he went down there to that calf with a handful of grain. You see, maybe in the morning he went down there and patted it on the head and fed that calf and said, Lord, wherever my younger son is, will you cover him with grace? Will you put your hand on him? Lord, will you please protect him and keep him and take care of him? Say amen. If any of you have ever been backslid, that ought to make you shout to glory. Amen. But you see, we don't know, amen, Shelby, whether or not in the evenings he went down there with a handful of grain and began to put that calf on the head and say, thank you, Jesus, that my older son's still at home. And Lord, would you please keep him here? And Lord, would you please take care of him? And Lord, would you please supply every need according to that? Amen. We don't have no idea, amen, how many prayers that the Father prayed on behalf of that older son to keep him there and to hold on to him. Say amen. And brother, amen, we get in our minds because Lord brings somebody, amen, from the outside in, that he spent more energy and he's put more effort into doing that. Oh, Jesus, help me. But brother, we forget about the effort and the energy that the Father puts in to keeping us here and to taking care of us and to supplying our needs. And we come into the house of God and we're here. But because we ain't got the fatted calf, because he ain't making some big deal over us, because he ain't making some big affair about the fact that we're here, we forget. And if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, and just being here, it takes effort. The grace of God is the only reason any of us is here. And just as much, as it mattered to the Father that the younger son come home and he killed the calf and had a party to rejoice, evidently it must have mattered to the Father that both of the sons was at the party. Come on. Because he left. Help me, Lord. Because the Father left the party that he throwed for the younger son. And the Bible says he went outside and began to entreat the older son, please come into the party. Please come on the inside. Don't get mad at me when I preach to you the truth. You reckon on how many times we come to the house of God and the Lord's got the purpose. He's killed the fatted calf and he set a feast on for us. And he wants us all to rejoice together. Amen. And to glorify him. But because, amen, we're just as much prodigal as the younger son was. Amen. We sit there on the base. I'm not going to get in the party. I'm not going to participate. I don't have a fatted calf. I've not got to celebrate. Amen. But the Father has to use energy right in the worship service to come over and begin to try to woo us. Come on, Shelby. Don't you remember what I've done for you? Don't you remember where I brought you from? Amen. And just woo us. Amen. Just to try to get us and to get into the celebration and to worship him and to take part. Don't you get mad at me, brother. Ain't none of us in here. I've got no cause whatsoever to look on anybody that's not here for not taking part in the service. If we are here and we don't participate ourselves, we're just as much prodigal as them that's on the outside.
Amen. Good preaching,
John. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Give me grace to bring this out right so nobody don't get offended at the preacher. You reckon on which one of them sons? Reckon on which one of them sons wasted more?
Right. Good.
Now don't get offended at me whenever I tell you which one it was. It was the older son that wasted more. Preacher, can you prove it? Surely I can. Because all the while that the younger son was gone, the only thing he wasted was the riches. While he was gone, the whole time he was gone, he wasted all them riches. But the father was still in the house conducting business and entertaining strangers just like he had been when that boy left. Say amen. But when the older son began to become prodigal and the older son began to waste things, the father had to leave the house, had to leave the party. His presence was no longer. Come on with me. His presence was no longer in the house with the guests because he had to go over there to work. Amen. The older son was and began to try to woo him and entreat him, and it left come on with me. It left everybody else without his presence inside the party. Come on. Oh, preacher, what I do don't have an effect on nobody else. But if the father's thrown the party, if he's put together a celebration, you believe whatever you want to. He tried to kill the fatted calf for us this morning. Amen to God. He tried his best to sit on a celebration this morning. Amen to God. But because the older son was prodigal, amen, he had to take time away from the feast to try to go to hearts of individuals that was like, I'm not going to participate. I'm not going. And he began to have to try to entreat them. And the negligence of it, amen to God, the negligence of it affects everybody inside the house. Help me, Lord. He wasted more. Preacher, how can you prove that he wasted more? Well, darn's that older son, ain't he? And every time they would sit down together, I have no doubt that the father probably said, I miss you, brother. I'm sad he's gone.
Happy morning.
I'm glad you're here. Don't leave me. Don't walk away. Stay with me. You know what he wasted? He wasted all that time that he had with the Father, just him and the Father, amen. Wasted all that intimacy that he had with the Father when it was just the two of them. He let it all go just as soon as the Father showed affection to somebody else in somebody else's direction. The Lord has been good to every one of us, individually. You can get mad at me if you want to. He's done something special for every one of us in this house. Don't step out. Don't separate yourself. If he shows affection to somebody else, he still loves you. He's still your God. He's still your daddy. A certain man had two sons. Now, don't get offended at the preacher when I take this a step further. If you say amen, you'd have to agree with the preacher that to your shame and to my shame, I've been both them sons. In the same body. In the same vessel. You're just shaking your head and saying amen. To my shame. There was a time and a period in my life I was the younger son. And there's been times, God forbid, in my life, I've been the older son. And don't you get offended when I tell you the truth. If you tell the truth, you'd have to say amen. There's been times in the same exact service. You've been, I've been, both them sons. In the same meeting, brother. Amen. Struggle and beat and knock all week long. Thinking I ain't gonna make it. Yeah. I ain't gonna get there. I'm dying. Lord, I ain't gonna make it. And then by the mercies and grace of God, Sunday morning comes around. Your eyes open up again. Yeah. Your heart's still beating. On the inside of you, you still got strength in your legs. He lets you get down to the house of God. How you reckon you got out here? If you felt like you was in the hog pen all week long and was just dying, amen, for a morsel to eat, and the Lord lets you get here, and you come in as that younger prodigal, and then the Spirit of God moves. The Spirit of God moves in the house, and and the Father welcomes you in, amen, overflows you, and then something happens in the service. Maybe it's somebody, maybe it's something, amen, maybe it's a particular song that just don't sit right with you, and in the same meeting you as the younger, you become the older right there in the house of God, and we forget all about that. What this is about is making sure that the Father has all his sons and daughters and children in the same house, in one accord, in one mind, in unity, amen, looking to him and saying, I'm just glad I get to see Daddy.
Help me, Lord. I'll quit when the Lord says quit. I'm going to tell you and try it. I love every one of you. And God knows the preacher's heart. The hours of the night and the hours of the morning that I've sat up at night and worried and prayed and asked the Lord, help me, intervene, touch. Lord, this one's a slipping. Lord, Dan's a slipping. All these matters of things. And amen, I want all of you to know I need every one of you. And I want every one of you in the house of God.
Amen.
I do. But the Lord helped the preacher in something there. The Bible says that the older son, where was he? He was in the fields, laboring and working. Help me, Lord. And the Lord reminded me, he said, son, if you ain't careful, you'll be like that prodigal. Amen. You'll get down there in the field, and you'll be laboring, and you'll be a working, and you'll be a toiling, and you'll be a striving, and you'll be a doing all that. And amen, in your mind, you'll be a pondering on, amen, all them things, all them brothers and all them sisters. You'll be down there laboring and a pondering on all them things. And you'll get to pondering on, amen, all the riches and all the stuff that Daddy has. And you'll forget all about why you're down there in the field to begin with. And I found myself back yonder. Amen. Old Maggie ain't in the barn no more. She ain't in that pasture. She's in a neighbor's pasture. And I found myself at a pile. Amen. Poured that food into her and found myself at a pile. Amen. A locust post and barbed wire. An old cable line rolled up and on top of it. With my face down in there and saying, Lord, help me and show me. Lord, what I'm missing here. He said, son, how'd you wind up in the field? Did you get in the field because your brother left? Did you get in the field because your brother went astray? Did you get in the field because of all these riches? Amen. And immediately, brother, my mind went back. Amen. To that Sunday morning. Amen. Down on the side of Cane River. Amen. Do you know why I got in the field? Because Daddy, amen, asked me. Because he allowed me to become a son. He adopted me, gave me his name, took me in to the family of God. Don't get mad at me. I love all of you. Amen. But brother, I don't come to church. I don't live the way I live. I don't do what I do for any other reason today but because of my Daddy. It was him. It was Jesus that made me who I am today. That's what I, and if you forget that, if I forget that, we're just as much prodigal as the one that left. Every head bowed. That's the message. Yeah.
Don't get mad at me when I give you the altar call the way of the Lord. The way the Lord put it in my heart to give it to you. We do a lot of things around church. We do a lot of things around associated with church. Coming to church, volunteering, take part in Bible school, Christmas plays, sing songs, testify, go visit, do this, do that, go to funeral homes, whatever it is we do. That's associated with church. Don't get upset at me. But how long's it been since you've done anything associated with church? Just because of Daddy. Not because somebody asked you to sing. Not because the expectation that somebody needed you to be somewheres. Not come to church because it's just the expectation that you don't want to let your spouse or your children or the preacher or somebody else down. Not out of pride that you don't want somebody talking about you because you're not there. How long's it been since you did something surrounding worship, surrounding church and the things of church, just because of Daddy? You know your heart this morning. Be honest with the Lord. Be truthful with Daddy. And tell him. That's what the younger son did. That's what the older son needed to do. The older son needed to tell him the same as the younger. Father, I've sinned against thee, against you. Anybody else feel like they need to pray? Anybody else feel like they need to use the altar? My Lord and my God, we come to you again, Lord, this morning. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this good day. Lord, that you've blessed us with the help and the strength. And God, don't let us fall into that circumstance. God, help us to keep our mind and our hearts purified, Lord, before you, to realize and remember, God, that the celebration's about Daddy. Sure, the younger son come home. And sure, the older son was at home. But Lord, the celebration was so Daddy could show off, so Daddy could be proud. God, help us not to make it about us. Help us not to make it about our selfish needs and our wants. But God, that you might get the glory, that you might shine bright, that you might be lifted up. Oh, we need you, Lord. Be with this church. Be with each home and family that's represented. God, is according to your good will. Thank you, Lord, for this day, the opportunity to glorify you. Thank you for what you've done. Lord, what I've heard in this day, God, to remind me of who you are, what you're capable of. God, that you can do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask and think. I bless your good name, Jesus, for being who you are. I bless your good name for being the Father of my life. And Lord, with my heart as earnest, Lord, as I know how. You know this morning that we spoke with our natural dad, the one that brought life according to, Lord, genetics and all that. But God, this morning from my heart, I want to tell you Happy Father's Day. for being who you are in my life, and for being there, for being at home, God, for being there when I come back from the field. Oh, for being there when I come home from the hog pen, for just being who you are. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. And amen.